This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado ranks among the top 10 states for accidental deaths from carbon monoxide. Of course, it's odorless and poisonous, and chronic exposure can lead to major health issues. The spike in deaths is linked to generators and home heating equipment where carbon monoxide can seep out. Chris Burnett is with the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control.
Carbon monoxide is the silent killer, and so it's hard to detect. And so without proper detection in place, you don't know that you're being exposed until potentially you're starting to feel ill or sick.
Burnett says people should install carbon monoxide detectors. Well, we've had a mild fall so far, and winter won't be so bad either. Mike Nelson is the chief meteorologist at Denver 7.
Over the next 30 to 60 days, it looks like milder conditions for us and maybe a little bit wetter. The westerly flow that we get with a good strong El Nino brings in soggy systems from the Pacific, blocking the colder systems coming down from Canada. So the longer term outlook is for, I think, a fairly decent winter as far as snowfall, but not a lot of cold.
Nelson says the average high for Denver this time of year is in the low 50s, but we've seen highs in the 70s this month. And the Denver Zoo has euthanized one of its lions. 11-year-old Sabi had struggled with health issues. She was nicknamed Princess Sabi because she was born in a royal palace in the Persian Gulf. Fare thee well, Princess. This is CPR News and KRCC.